Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
If you've ever purchased something that was expensive and dumb, call us right now at 916-909-1065, 909-1065, or you can text us as well. Tell us what it was. Tell us how much it cost, and maybe that'll change my mind because I'm about to spend a whole lot of money on stuff that a lot of people are trying to talk me out of, trying to tell me that it's dumb. And I find that rude, first of all. And what am I going to buy? Great question, Katie.
I'm so glad I asked.
The Jim Henson Studios are going to have a massive auction in November, late November, just in time for Thanksgiving. And they've posted the full catalog of everything from the Jim Henson Studio that is going to be up for grabs. And I am sitting here as a Christian man to tell you that this is going to bankrupt me.
Okay.
If you don't know, there's no bigger fan of the Muppets than me. I will fist fight you if you try to tell me otherwise. And on top of being a massive fan of the Muppets, they are selling stuff beyond the Muppets. They're selling stuff from the Dark Crystal and Labyrinth and Fraggle Rock. I have to have these things.
You don't.
I do. And I'm gonna.
Gavin.
Now, I don't have $10,000 to spend on the head of a Skeksis. I don't have that. Sorry. I didn't work harder. I chose to have children. That's why I can't have the head of a Skeksis. I've said it a million times. But some of this other stuff I could afford, and I will afford, and I will buy, such as some stuff, some props from Muppet Christmas Carol for like $500 to $800.
I need to stop you.
You're being mean already.
I haven't even said anything.
Well, I know you.
Yesterday, you gave me crap for spending $10 to valet park my car.
Right? Oh. Yeah, stand by it.
And now you want to, let's be clear, waste your money.
Okay, that's, see, this is the meanness.
Stuff from a Muppet Christmas Carol that you're going to do what with?
I'm going to put it on a shelf, Katie. Why do I have to think of everything?
And then what?
Look at it.
How much is it?
What are we talking about?
A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Well, specifically what?
I don't know what's on there, stupid.
All right, I'll tell you then. Gladly tell you.
Okay, that's what I was hoping you'd do.
For $1,250 starting bet, okay, starting wager, I could own some of the chains that were attached to Marley and Marley. I could own
some of them, not even all of them?
No. God, sorry you're so greedy. Does one person need to own all of the chains? For about $4,000, I could own the bucket of ice that Rizzo falls through when he comes out all shivering. God save my little body. Okay. Oh, you probably don't even remember. You probably never even seen the movie. For $5,000, starting, these are all starting bids.
Oh.
I could own the bust of Shakespeare that falls on Rizzo and Gonzo when they go to the Ghost of Christmas Past. I'm sick and tired of talking about this. I need to talk to somebody who may or may not have actually purchased something really expensive that turned out to be really dumb. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
So what is something expensive that you bought that everybody's like, that's dumb?
A Zorb ball.
A what?
Yeah, okay. You've definitely seen them before. You just might not know it by, like, its brand name. It's like a giant inflatable hamster ball, but for people.
Oh!
I have seen that.
I feel like I see women performing in it on Housewives.
It's called a Zorb ball?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. How much was it?
Okay. So it was $700.
Oh, my God.
What?
What?
Okay. How could that be $700?
It's waterproof. It has, like, a whole, like, warranty. Like, I thought it was a good value.
What was your plan to use it for?
Yeah, so with these things, you're supposed to be able to, like, walk on water.
Yeah.
And, like, the idea was to go out on Folsom Lake and just sort of, like, bop around in this giant hamster ball. I thought that would be, like,
around.
Very cool.
So wait a second. So did everybody else, like, why did you buy this?
Yeah, everyone was like, why did you buy this? And then I thought I would prove them all wrong when I went out and had the best time ever in the middle of the lake in my little...
Sure, Zorb.
Little ball.
And then what happened?
I mean, you can walk on the water, except for the fact that you don't have any traction. Like, you just get blown by the wind.
Oh.
It's also insanely hot in there. Like, you're just sort of boiling in your own juices.
Because you can't open it up. So where does it live now? Just like in your garage?
It lives in my garage. Yeah, it's never seen the light of day again.
Wow. Thank you so much for your call. 1-star review. Yep. We put this up on Facebook. Did we get anything on Facebook? We're talking about expensive and dumb things.
Okay. Heather said she spent a fortune on limited edition Stanleys. KJ said a sauna.
They sell those at Costco now.
Lacey said tickets to Miss USA. Kimberly said, and this started a whole lot of conversation, something called laundry sauce.
What is laundry sauce?
It's luxury laundry detergent. Okay, and then this one, it feels like there's got to be another way to do this. Nicole said, I eat a bag of Parmesan a day.
Oh my God, what?
To help me stop from chewing on my gums and my tongue. My dad thinks it's ridiculous, and he started counting it towards junk food in the weekly budget.
Okay, that's not dumb. That's an investment in your health, okay?
No, it isn't. That's just called eating cheese.
If you've got anything else, keep texting them in to 909-1065.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.